Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting somewhere in a green field on beautiful planet Earth. And welcome to the show. And if you just tuned in for the first time...
What took you so long?
That's right. What took you so long? You should always be tuned into the show and 98.5 WUPS. Tyler B. Webb, senior law clerk, back in studio with a hot mic. Tyler, welcome back to the show.
I was going to say, yeah, it's been a long time. A little too long for me, but I'm glad to be back.
What was it, a month and a half or 2 months ago?
I was going to say, yeah, it's been about a month, I think, since I've had the opportunity to talk to your listeners and you know, update them on everything we have going on here.
Tyler B. Webb is, I call him Tyler B. because I'm Todd L.
There we go.
Britt and Lara did a good job with your name. Tyler B. Webb stands for Britt.
Yes. Yeah. It's a solid name. Very easy to pronounce. English.
Flows.
Yep. It's short. It's perfect. I can't complain.
Tyler has been attending Central Michigan University here in the middle of the mitten for those of you, because we do podcasts and we hear from listeners all over the country, Australia, Europe.
Absolutely.
So for those of you that are listening to the podcast, if you look at the country, Michigan looks like a hand.
Yes. Yeah. And we're right in the middle of that hand, as flat as can be up here for sure.
Well, you know, it seems like though, just as you head north into the west, the glaciers started to actually make the landscape look pretty.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but Tyler's getting ready to graduate from Central Michigan University on his way to law school.
Can't wait.
You are going to be truly missed, Tyler.
I'm going to miss you, Todd, and Jackie, and Levitt Law Firm, and this show. I'm going to have to figure out a way to come on the show when I'm in a different state.
And what a huge show we have planned for the listeners today. You'll be joining us. I'm not sure how long you're going to be staying, but we're happy to have you on the show.
Absolutely.
Big stuff coming up next week.
Oh, huge.
Huge.
Huge. Todd, why don't you, you know, tell us a little bit about this seminar you have planned.
I've been talking about the Levitt Law Seminar on how to obtain a cannabis facilities license.
Yes.
At the end of this year, 2017. That's what everybody needs to understand. You can't just go out and apply right now for a license. You can't. But you have to get yourself in position to do so. Get your corporation set up, work with the municipality, so on and so forth. In fact, in Metro Detroit, it is virtually impossible right now to find commercial space.
Okay.
In warehouse space.
So the seminar will kind of give you know, the attendees the leverage and, you know, the head start that's needed in order to be successful.
Yeah, we're not just going to focus on how to obtain a license at the seminar. Robert J. Pizzielli is going to be there. iGrow365 and some other guests who have yet to be announced. I'm still waiting to confirm their appearance, but this is not a seminar to solicit business for my law firm. I don't want people to come there thinking, oh, we can hire Todd. No one can, in fact.
Right.
This is just a seminar to provide the people of the state of Michigan with information and education, which empowers them to take advantage of these new laws. That's what the seminar is about. And you can go on to Levitt Law Seminars and register right there on Eventbrite.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, seats are filling up fast, so people better make sure that they take advantage of that while they can. One thing that I think is really important for the seminar is it's really going to show people how to stay within compliance with the legislation, correct?
Yeah. Compliance is really important because if you're a caregiver right now in the state of Michigan, you can possess up to 72 plants. So
okay.
You have five patients, including yourself, 2.5 ounces each. Caregivers will not be able to deliver and transport to dispensaries. They're not allowed to do that right now, actually.
Okay.
Now, look, I'm not going to get into what goes on out there. That's
right.
Not what the show is about. We are a law show. But caregivers right now can, you know, provide medicine for their patients.
Okay.
When the law changes, these provisioning centers, a.k.a. dispensaries, will only be allowed to purchase from state-licensed grow operations.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
The caregivers, I mean, they can still have patients, but a lot of caregivers are concerned in the end, what's going to happen to the caregiver? Well, nothing if you have a patient.
Right.
But whereas now, I've heard that there are some individuals out there over the years, I don't know who personally, that have delivered overages to the dispensaries. That's no longer going to be allowed because the state of Michigan is going to be tracking every single seat.
Right.
And if you're a cardholder, folks, And this is for the communities out there. If you're a township supervisor or you're on the board or whatnot, and you're concerned if you have a dispensary or whether or not to allow a dispensary in your community, Tyler, the state of Michigan is going to control how often a cardholder can walk into that provisioning center and make a purchase.
Oh, like,
if you're a cardholder, you can't go into, five dispensaries in five separate towns on the same day.
Okay, I get what you're saying. So, wow, yeah, there's definitely some complex rules and things.
It's going to be very controlled.
Oh, absolutely. And that's important that you know, people like yourself are educating us out there. That way we don't get in trouble. And like we said, we remain in compliance. So,
But my point is, you know, there's a lot of communities that I've been speaking with and talking to and consulting with, and their concern is, well, if we allow a license for a provisioning center, a.k.a. dispensary, to open in our community, are we going to have this influx of traffic? And I'm telling them no, because that's when it will be recreational. Then it'll be more like, okay. I'm going into a 7-Eleven.
So they're worried about it becoming a nuisance.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And that's not the case because, look, if you're in Ogama or in Osceola, there may only be so many cardholders within that community.
Right,
But that's not to say a cardholder from Oakland County can't come up and make a purchase in Osceola or Crawford County. They can. But they can't then go back to Wayne County and make a purchase on that same day. The state of Michigan is tracking that.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I did not. That's huge.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to educate the men and women at the seminar who are seeking to open up a business. We're going to give them, you know, as much information as we have. We talk a lot on this show over the weeks, but there's so much information that's going to be provided there.
It seems that the legislation really does protect municipalities from this nuisance and from the potential dangers that come with, you know, having a dispensary in your city.
Or a grow operation or processing.
Right. Oh, so there's multiple things that, you know, or opportunities per se for people in the marijuana industry now.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's what I would tell all the communities out there that are opting out of this. This is just my opinion. Here's the example I'm going to give you. In a couple of years, it's going to be recreational.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these municipalities are struggling. Their tax base, they don't have the money to fix the local infrastructure. Maybe the state of Michigan is a little slow in getting to their area.
Okay.
They don't have any grants, so they're struggling to fix roads in the county, sewer systems. What is it? What's the farm competition? We're city boys. The 4-H.
Oh, yep. Okay.
The fund of 4-H.
Yep.
If you agree to just one license in your community, you're going to be able to tap into the state fund that's being created per licensee in your community. So you're going to receive revenue,
right.
And you can charge each licensee up to $5,000 per your community. So there's your answer, folks. And here's the other thing, Tyler. The state of Michigan, this is going to pass everybody by. If you opt out right now, it's going to be too late 2-3 years from now. It's like, here's an example, 12 Oaks Mall, Metro Detroit.
Or any great mall.
Great mall. Here's the point. Back 40 years ago, L. Taubman actually built that out of Detroit area. He owned all the malls. He still does at Taubman Company, billionaire. If you had a house on the property in which the mall was going to be built and all your neighbors sold out and you said, nah, I'm going to keep my house here, I'm going to hold out for more money. Well, what happened was 12 Oaks was built, and if you look what's going on today, it's almost a continuous suburb now heading west all the way to Fowlerville and beyond. So if that person 3-4 years later said, okay, I'll sell my house now, then Taubman and the builders of the mall said, nah, we don't need it anymore.
Right.
Therefore,
right.
The property value, you had an opportunity to cash in, you missed out.
Essentially what you're saying is that these municipalities and these cities in Michigan need to take advantage of this gold rush because there has never been more activity and there probably won't be more activity in the future.
It's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell our, you know, our listeners again, where can they register and find this seminar?
Go ahead.
Oh, online, levittlawseminars.com. You can check out our event on Facebook. Again, Levitt Law Seminars.
Go to Eventbrite.
Yep.
Eventbrite and just type it in.
Levitt Law Seminars, how to obtain.
This is not a solicitory seminar for business for the firm. We're just trying to provide information, education. We got guests from out of state coming, and the seating is limited. People are registering. It's pretty exciting. Look to meet a lot of new people. We got people coming from the UP, Wisconsin, Ohio.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of activity.
But
for sure.
Tyler Webb, you're on your way to law school. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show with we're rocking it out with Tyler Britt Webb.
There we go.
Son of Laura and Britt Webb.
There we go.
Yep.
And rocking it with Todd. We're here in the office, ready to continue to talk about marijuana and other legal issues in the state of Michigan throughout the country.
Will you stick around for one more episode?
I can stick around for one more segment.
Yes, Tyler will be right back. Stay tuned. Make sure you tip the wait staff. And here's a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. What a beautiful afternoon. What a beautiful day. Tyler Britt Webb, senior law clerk for Levitt Law Firm, in studio, hot on the mic. Tyler, it's so awesome having you on the show.
You know, it's always a pleasure to be here, Todd. Every time I come on, I wonder what took me so long to come back.
I mean, because you run around the office during the week, you go to school, and I say, Tyler, please come on the show this week. Just like that, I say, Tyler.
He does.
Please come on the show this week. Hey, by the way, I don't know why this offends people, but when you go through a drive-thru, and I've talked about this before.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but when I approach, you know, please pull up to window one or two. Okay, usually it's window one where you pay.
Right.
I don't want the receipt. People look at me almost 9 out of 10 times. They get upset, the person at the register, that I don't want that crappy little paper receipt. Do you feel me?
No, because it's just going to get crumpled up and thrown in your side door anyway.
Why do I want? I mean, I know they have to
give
it to you.
But we're wasting trees. Why even print it?
But you could make paper with hemp.
Right.
You don't need to worry about trees anymore.
That's a good segue, Todd. There we go.
But no, feel me out on this. Every time, because I don't want the receipt. If I'm going to get 3 pennies back, which I want back, I'm not giving, if they charge me $1.99, I am not giving my penny to some big global corporation.
Right.
I want
right.
my penny. No, I take my penny back.
No, absolutely. You have to. I always leave a penny, take a penny.
Leave a penny, take a penny.
Got to.
How about leave a penny, take a nickel?
Right, yeah.
No, but do you feel me on that?
No, I do. I wish, you know, they don't take the receipt either when they're going through the drive-thru, so I don't know why, as they're working, why they would assume that we want it.
They get so upset.
Yeah.
It's so upsetting. And here's another thing. I think I upset one of the drive-thru workers last week in town here in Mount Pleasant. So I pull around to... You know, they have so many, and so when you pull around to these fast food places now, you have like 3 or 4 options to order from. And I just passed, so there's three of them.
Oh, I hate that.
I passed the first one, went to the second one, and then there's a third one, and then they started talking behind me, and yet the person behind me started ordering, and I'm ahead of them. I had to get out of my vehicle and say, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Fast food worker here. I just want a diet beverage, for God's sake.
Right.
I threw the whole thing off.
Oh, you know, it's ridiculous because some of them have where there's multiple places to order and one of them's on, one of them's not. You never know where to go. It's supposed to be fast food, not complicated food.
And then they say to me, oh, welcome back on the PA. And I said, well, I've never been here before.
Right. Yeah. They
go, welcome back to Tyler B. Webb's restaurant.
Right, yeah.
I know the same day I had to get out to let the person behind me know that I'm up next to order because I threw the whole thing.
Right.
They came. So when I finally, they did come on, they to my speaker
right.
and said, welcome back. And I said, I've never been here before. Don't just assume I've been here before.
Oh,
I got fast food drive-through issues.
Right. Well, you know,
I'm serious.
Maybe it's...
And then you take what's in the bag and you pull off. I mean, how many times you pull off and somebody forgot to give you something? Or if you do order fries, the bag is like really weak. Just
right.
a few fries in there and they're cold.
It happens way too often. Way too often do they mess up my order and I drive off. And by the time you're gone, it's too gone. It's too late. You're not going to go back and complain. So.
Oh, no. I do go back.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
It's not that difficult to fill the bag of fries up with fries. Now, we are a law show, but speaking of fries, this is a segue that has nothing to do with the story you had before you. What do you got there?
Oh, I have an article here on the ABA Journal about, you know, it's a little Walter White action, some Breaking Bad stuff. We had an IRS lawyer who also happened to be an adjunct professor at Georgetown. He was charged an alleged meth conspiracy where authorities say they searched his apartment and found what appeared to be methamphetamine along with packaging materials And allegedly, he had been dispensing and distributing the meth all throughout Arizona and the Long Island area. So quite the distribution process he has going on there.
So, yeah, I mean, just because you're a lawyer doesn't mean that, you know, you don't, you're not dysfunctional. Not, I'm not saying the whole legal profession, but, you know, you get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of millions of people that are lawyers. You know, there's... Just
there's
like,
about to be some bad apples.
I mean, this guy is selling, allegedly selling blue meth.
Right.
Or I mean, trying to sell blue meth.
For all our blue collar men and women out there, how about an IRS lawyer getting in trouble right around tax season? Does it get any better than that? I don't think
but
it does.
Meth, Tyler B. Webb.
You know, and that's dangerous stuff. I can't. I don't know if he had just got done with the series Breaking Bad and thought he was going to give it a try or what, but obviously not working out too well for him.
One of my favorite all-time shows is Breaking Bad.
Oh, great show.
No, the best.
Gotta love Jesse.
Love Jesse, Walter. How about Better Call Saul?
That's a good show coming back on very soon here in February, season 3. Yep.
You know what another great show is? Most of the listeners may never have heard of this. But, okay, here's a recommendation. We are a law show, but here's our watch-at-home recommendation.
Okay, give it to me.
It's on the Starz channel, Black Sails. Okay, folks, listen to me. I'm telling you right now, go purchase the first, second, and third season of Black Sails. It's about Nassau and, you know, the early 1700s, and it's about all the pirates and when it's so cool. It takes place before Treasure Island. There was a book Treasure Island. But man, the characters, the pirates, bad to the bone.
I've never heard of it. It sounds awesome. I'm looking for another show. So
bad to the bone. We're playing George Thorogood today. Bad to the bone.
It couldn't have worked out more
perfectly.
Black
Sails, unbelievable. But that case you have about the attorney, the IRS attorney, caught distributing methamphetamines for years, it looks
like. Oh, yeah. It sounds like it had been quite the operation. And actually, the more I read it, it actually sounds like it may have... may have even involved more than just methamphetamine. They said they found multiple things of paraphernalia and other drug ledgers, according to the Washington Post. So quite the
what
operation.
What state was that out of? That's not in Michigan.
No, it sounds like it's out of Long Island and Arizona were the primary distribution states.
Because Breaking Bad was out of New Mexico.
Right, so it sounds like down south and southwest, it happens to be the place where meth is being sold.
No, there's meth issues all over the state. We've had a few clients who have been charged with manufacturing and distribution of meth. Because we are a criminal defense law practice, and in fact, we specialize in, here's a shameless plug, what do we do, Tyler?
Oh, it's everything from OWIs, drinking and driving, marijuana possession charges, and we help people get back on the road.
Yeah, we do a lot. One of our main specialties, folks, we talk about it, is driver's license restoration. And, you know, in the future, I have a new cause I'm going to take up.
Okay.
I'm very serious about this. I want to, one, I may run for office. I'm serious.
You have my vote.
I'm going to run for office because, you know, I'm going to run for office potentially. That's my thought right now. And I want to make sure that there is a law in place that allows men and women in the state of Michigan to expunge criminal offenses off their driving record and motor vehicle code. If you get a first offense, drunk driving, you can never remove that misdemeanor from your driving record and criminal history. But if you commit retail fraud, you could.
Right.
If you commit home invasion, you could.
Right.
If you commit larceny from a building, you can have it removed. But if you get caught drinking and driving and you know, no one's hurt or injured, thank God, you can never remove that. Yeah. That's why I want to run for office, because I want to lobby to have that passed legislation. Yeah,
absolutely. I would say within my first year working here, I really realized that one of the most important things that we do is we really do help people in regards to getting their license back. I mean, there's a ton of men and women out there that made a poor choice so long ago that have been stuck and caught in the system, and it sucks. It's very, very sad, and I'm very glad that we're able to you know, use our resources and our knowledge here to help these people.
Yeah, because you cannot remove anything from the motor vehicle code. If you get an open intox in a motor vehicle as opposed to an open intox in public,
right?
The open intox in public doesn't go on your driving record. The open intoxication, you had an open can of beer in your motor vehicle, which shouldn't drink and drive, that goes on your driving record. And I blame the insurance companies.
Okay.
You think the insurance companies want your driving record clean?
Oh,
No.
Yeah, they get no. Absolutely not. And unfortunately, it has to be that way.
But here's what I would say: if let's say in 2017, unfortunately, you get pulled over, you're charged and convicted of operating while visibly impaired. It's a misdemeanor. 4 points on your driving record. The points will come off,
yeah,
but not the misdemeanor conviction.
It'll always be there.
It will always be there. Now, any other misdemeanor.
Yeah, you have the opportunity.
You can remove.
Right.
If you don't get a diversion statute or under advisement or HIDA or whatever.
Delay or whatnot.
It's gone. Delay,
right.
Correct. But if motor vehicle code, cannot happen.
That's sad.
Yeah. That's sad. Hey, if you're just tuning in, who are we?
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Todd L. Levitt, Tyler B. Webb live in the studio.
And who are you?
Tyler B. Webb, Central Michigan senior.
Best law clerk ever.
Yeah, I was going to say senior law clerk. We'll have a law firm. Sad to be leaving at the end of the year.
I do not want you to leave.
Sad. I'll be back after law school, hopefully.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Tyler, any big shout-outs you want to – you have to leave, right?
Yep. The last segment for me, unfortunately, you guys are stuck with Todd for the last two segments. But he's got some good stuff for you guys lined up here.
A lot to get to. Yeah. Any shout-outs?
No big shouts except for, like, to shout Britt and Laura, mom and dad. They've done everything they can to put me in the position I'm here today. And I love my girlfriend, Shelby. Happy Valentine's Day. That's coming up very soon.
Valentine's Day. Yep. That's right.
Coming up this Tuesday.
Big shout out to your family. I love your family. Big shout out to Craig Dintiman, Corey, Paul, the entire Dintiman family.
Oh,
I love them. They're some of my, they're like my family, relatives. Corey, Craig, love you guys. And Craig's going to be coming on the show. I invited Corey Dintiman to come on the show, too. We've been family for years. Oil City Sales out there in M20, great business. Get out there.
Oh, yeah.
Paul,
they always
Dan
take care
O'Mara.
Of us.
I love those people out there.
Yeah, they always
but
take care of us.
Craig's awesome. Craig is awesome. And so is the whole family, Corey as well. So, Tyler B. Webb, I have two segments left. You are leaving the studio.
Cool.
And you look great, by the way.
Thanks.
What do you have going on the rest of the day?
Yeah, nothing going on the rest of the day. Working on my personal statement. And I have an exam tomorrow. Barbary's class, actually. A night class. So
great guy. Great lawyer. David, Joe.
Good professor. Yeah, no, yep. It's a great class.
Great law firm.
Yes, yes.
We get plugs to the lawyers.
Absolutely,
out there.
Absolutely.
Joe used to be the prosecutor in town here. He's got a great book out, the Michigan Motor Vehicle Accident Book. Joe Barbary. I don't say his name right.
Joseph Barbary.
Yeah, well, some people say Barbary. I love Joe. He's been my mentor. He was my mentor for years, and David's a great, great lawyer as well, his son.
Cool.
So Joe's got a great book out there, though.
Cool.
So if you I don't know where to get the book, you could probably call his office and get a copy of the Michigan Motor Vehicle Accident Book and How to Avoid 7 Critical Insurance Claim Mistakes. And that's by Joe Barbary.
Cool.
You could probably get it online. Yeah, definitely give his office a call.
Cool.
It's a great book. I read it. I mean, I'm not even I don't even do that kind of law, but
right.
Joe really did a nice job in explaining in lay terms how everything applies.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
we got to go to break.
Hey, if you happen to miss the first segment, you can check it out on Podbean, iTunes, and SoundCloud, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Again, Todd, thanks for having me on. It's been great.
Tyler, we'll see you next time. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Going solo in studio, if you just tuned in and you missed the first two segments, senior law clerk Tyler B. Webb was in studio, hot on the mic. Big shout out to the Patriots. Love Tom Brady. I mean, what a game, what a game. I watched the first half of the Super Bowl, watched the halftime show, and then turned on Black Sails, which is one of my favorite shows other than Breaking Bad. I keep plugging Black Sails, folks. Trust me on this. Guys, ladies, get out there. Go purchase the DVD. It's not on Netflix to Black Sails. Director and producer Michael Bay, who does, I believe, Transformers, and he's done so many great movies over the last 20, 30 years. He's a producer of Black Sails, and it's one of the best pirate timepieces I have ever experience going back to the days when Nassau and all the pirates were on the pirates there. I can't do a pirate imitation. And Johnny Depp has a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming out. I saw that on a Super Bowl preview. But big shout out to Wolverine, Go Blue, Tom Brady. That's all I have to say. Wolverine's loading up this year. By the way, Central Michigan University, I'm excited for fall football here in Mount Pleasant, now that Shane Morris is transferred and Rush is now gone. Hopefully he'll end up in the NFL. Cooper Rush was a great quarterback, great coaching staff, just some great coaching staff and great men and women who helped the Central Michigan University football team. But other than Michigan, you got to give it to my guys, the Wolverines and Coach Harbaugh. I don't know. I deviate here. But Tyler left the show. Also, got some interesting facts for the listeners. Minimum wage is going up here. I don't know what state all the listeners are listening from, if any. But in Michigan, the minimum wage is finally going up. That's right, folks. It's going up to $8.90 an hour statewide. And that's good because over the last number of years, in 2014, I didn't know this, it was at $8.15 an hour. In January 2016, it jumped to $8.50 an hour. And then January, this last month, it climbed up to $8.90 an hour for minimum wage. I recall when I worked at Baskin-Robbins when I was 13. I don't even know if I was supposed to be working at 13. I think I was paid $1.25 an hour to work. I had to make those banana splits and just dig into those ice cream bins or whatever you want to call them, which is really difficult, folks. If you've ever scooped ice cream, it's not easy. You have to take the scooper and dunk it in water to loosen up the ice cream. But I got paid $1.25 back when I was 13, and I'm in my 50s now. So I'm glad that minimum wage has gone up. Also, changes in 2017. There's a new telehealth law. That's right. It's coming to Michigan. What the heck, you ask, is telehealth? Well, it's basically the use of telecommunications technology to offer virtual health services and share health-related information. For example, you could have somebody using Skype to show a doctor something on her arm. Maybe somebody had something that looked like a mole and it didn't look right. Well, now you can use Skype and you can communicate with your doctor. I'm not so sure, though. Let me just state this for the record. I'm not a doctor nor a dermatologist, but I would not recommend anybody. That was a bad example because I think a dermatologist should really look up close under, you know, the right microscope if you have any moles or something that looks dark. But I gave that example anyhow. So there's a new telehealth law that's taking place. And it actually took effect December 24th of 2016. You can look it up online. And hopefully it's a booming industry. And under the new telehealth law in the state of Michigan, doctors can remotely now prescribe medication via telemedicine. Again, I'll say it. Doctors can now remotely prescribe medication via telemedicine, except for controlled substances. The law actually goes into effect March 21st, 2017. So, you know, doctors could always prescribe over the phone medication. You could call a doctor on the phone, and if you have a cold, they could prescribe you a Z-Pak, I believe, zithromycin. It's not a narcotic, but they can now prescribe medication via telemedicine. So you knew, folks, it was heading in that direction. Big seminar coming up this Friday, Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Comfort Inn. Starts at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is pre-registration. If you don't register online, you can show up at 9 o'clock. It is a fee to attend. And it's a cannabis business seminar, not just how to obtain a license, but we're going to have a lot of information about the business of cannabis and how to run a business. Robert J. Pizzielli will be presenting. Ari Seaman from iGrow 365 is going to be there. And we hope to have some information on security and banking as well, because that's one of the big questions I get. And that's one of the hot issues all over the country, because hemp and cannabis are considered Schedule I drugs. The federal government, obviously, it prevents the banks and credit unions from taking deposits from cannabis and hemp-related businesses, which I think is absolutely obnoxious. I don't know about hemp. I'm just guessing hemp as well because it's Schedule I. But if you go to, like, grocery stores such as Whole Foods, you can go to Whole Foods and buy hemp candy bars, hemp lotion. So I find it hard to believe that Whole Foods, who is making, and I'm not picking on Whole Foods. I actually like Whole Foods. I said I just go to Whole Foods. I like buying products from Whole Foods. But how is it that, you know, Whole Foods, you know, obviously they probably have some sort of banking they use as well as other health stores. I mean, federal government doesn't prevent them for making deposits. I hope I didn't get any of these health food stores in trouble now. But, I mean, it's just a good point I bring up. I'm not going to get into it again on this show. I already complained about it a couple weeks back. What else is happening in 2017 for the citizens of the state of Michigan? I know we have people listening on podcasts, so be sure to check with your own legislators if this is happening in your state. It'll be more expensive to gas up, they say, in Michigan in 2017. Michigan's gas tax of 19 cents a gallon is increasing by 7.3 cents. And the diesel tax of 15 cents a gallon is jumping by 11.3 cents. And it doesn't stop there. The law calls for automatic annual inflationary adjustments in 2022 and thereafter. So why are gas taxes going up? Why are they going up? I have no idea. But the governor signed in 2015 a $1.2 billion road funding package. You know, look, instead of raising our taxes on, you know, raising our taxes and hitting us at the gas pump, why not, and I know some of you listeners will not like this, why not have more toll plazas? Every state has turnpikes. I don't have a problem going on the Ohio Turnpike. I don't have a problem paying a fee to get to the UP or across the Ambassador Bridge. Why don't you stick some toll plazas, you know, from Lansing all the way up to the bridge? And that way, you know, not that much, maybe make it a dollar here, a dollar there. So, you know, you alleviate that. Then you can fix the roads. Growing up in Metro Detroit, I can't recall a time where there was not construction throughout Metro Detroit. That's why I don't live there anymore. I can't not take the traffic. People complain to me all the time about Mount Pleasant traffic on Mission, you know, or heading up 127 on the weekend, you know, when all the people down south are heading north. It's like, are you kidding me? Try spending an afternoon in rush hour on the Southfield Freeway or going from Macomb County trying to get to the west side in Oakland County like Farmington Hills. It's crazy and out of control. So a bunch of new things happening in 2017 in Michigan. The minimum wage, as I mentioned, has increased. And actually in 2018, it's supposed to go up to $9.25 an hour. But you take taxes out, how much money are you really taking home? So that's something to think about right there. I like the new telehealth law taking effect. That's kind of cool. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I still prefer to see a doctor in person. But if you don't have a driver's license and you live in a rural community and you want to have access to outstanding health care, not that these doctors in small towns do not provide it. I have a good buddy of mine, Jason Beatty. Jason Beatty is a good buddy of mine. I call him my brother. He's up in Taos. He's all over the north. He's a great doctor. So a lot of great doctors. Dr. Bob, another great doctor. There's great doctors everywhere. But again, if you live in a town, you don't have a car. But the other issue is you're going to have a phone, smartphone, or internet service if you live way out in the middle of nowhere in order to be able to take advantage of this health law that allows you to consult with a doctor now via telecommunication. That's what I'm talking about. It's a new telehealth law that is coming to Michigan in 2017. I have to go to break here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you miss any portion of the show, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean. Big seminar taking place this coming Friday, Comfort Inn, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You can register online at Levitt Law Seminars. There are still a few seats left. And we have to go to break, and we'll be right back, and we'll finish strong on the fourth segment after a word from our sponsors. Be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, what took you so long? I mean, really, come on. I believe I'm now up to about 82 listeners, so I'm stoked about that. No, we have a great listening audience, and can't thank Norm and Mike enough for what they do, and everyone behind the scenes. Cherie, you do a great job, and everybody at 98.5 UPS and Black Diamond Broadcasting Group. That's right, Black Diamond Broadcasting Group. But hey, I got some interesting things here. You know, we talk a lot about cannabis and a lot about driving issues, driving on suspended license. But in California, how's that for a transition? In California, these are some of the dumb laws they have on the books there. Animals You cannot shoot an animal. It's a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle unless the target is a whale. Do you believe that? I'd have to look that up, but somebody told me that, and I had to write that down, that it's a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been out to California as I have. There's so much traffic out there. I don't think you want to be shooting anything out any window. I think it's kind of crazy. Also, there's a law out there somewhere that women may not drive in a house coat. I'm not sure what you would consider a house coat. And you may only throw a frisbee at the beach in Los Angeles County with the lifeguard's permission. I don't know if I believe that, with the lifeguard's permission. I've been on the beach in California back in the day when I was younger, and I used to throw a frisbee around all the time. You know, here's something from Minnesota, that it is illegal to sleep naked. It is illegal to sleep naked. Well, if that was the case, I mean, who's going to enforce that? Someone's going to come on your door, come into your door at 12 midnight, knock on your door. I mean, and you put a robe on. I mean, how are they going to know if you were sleeping naked? These laws could go back hundreds of years, by the way. So, and here's something. In Michigan, by the way, and again, I cannot confirm or deny these laws, but it used to be back in the day, a woman was not allowed to cut her hair without her husband's permission. That state of Michigan, do you believe that? I don't know. I believe that. Thank God things have changed, though, right? Cars may not be sold on Sunday. Now, I believe there's some truth to that. Cars may not be sold on Sunday. I recall growing up in Metro Detroit when it was a big deal that they were going to sell cars on Saturday. I don't know if it was a law against it or whatnot, but retailers and car dealerships, because in Metro Detroit, they're everywhere. They never sold cars when I was growing up on Saturdays. They do now, though. They do now. You may not swear in front of women and children. That used to be a law, but that was repealed in 2002. Again, I'm just talking about funny laws throughout the country that exist. How about Alaska? What kind of weird laws do they have in Alaska? Oh, here's one. Individuals may not live in a trailer if it's being hauled across the city. Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's for safety reasons. How many, you know, whenever I'm driving up and down the highway or heading out west or out east, 80, 90, and you see a dually, somebody pulling a big camper or a fifth wheel, I always wonder, is there anybody in those? Is there anybody sleeping in those? And I mean, if somebody was, how would anybody know? I'm guessing there's laws across the entire continental USA that make it illegal in some form or another to be inside a camper or some kind of, you know, vehicle as such, which is being pulled across the highway. But I always wondered that because, I mean, if it's a fifth wheel, those are pretty secure. I've never known or heard of a fifth wheel, you know, losing what it's pulling. It's not even pulling anything. It's attached to your vehicle. So that's why they call it a fifth wheel. It's your fifth wheel. There sure are some odd laws out there. And in fact, I don't even know if those truly exist. That's just something I got off a site. And again, I can't confirm or deny any of those laws. But here's an update for the listeners. A couple weeks back, we did a story how the state of Alaska now regards pets equal to children in regards to custody and divorce cases. I agree with that 100%. I heard from a number of listeners that they also agree with that. And when is the state of Michigan heading in that direction? I don't know if the state of Michigan is already in that direction, if there's a bill in committee or a law already exists. We're going to have a family lawyer on the show here because often I get emails regarding family law questions. I don't specialize in family law. I'm a criminal defense attorney, and I also specialize in cannabis cases. I have, though, defended the Medical Marijuana Act for years. Now that, you know, illegal transportation of medical marijuana is unconstitutional, we talked about that a couple weeks back. You know, that was one of the issues that we always struggled with. You know, you're a card holder, you have medicine, but you have to keep it in a trunk outside arm's length in a lockbox. I mean, come on. But you can, any other prescription medication, you can keep right next to your, you know, your driver's seat. Where's the hypocrisy in that? But I get a lot of emails about family law questions. I get questions about probate matters, Social Security, disability. And we're going to try to have attorneys on, I say it all the time, to answer a lot of those questions in the weeks to come. This week, the big seminar's taking place. I've been saying it week after week throughout the show. You can go to LevittLawSeminars.com, LevittLawSeminars.com, and it's at the Comfort Inn here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Excited to see all of you out there. I've heard from a number of you that it will be coming. Robert J. Pizziali will be a presenter. I will be a presenter. Ari Seaman from iGrow 365 is going to be there. You don't have to be from mid-Michigan. We got people coming from all over the place to this seminar. So check it out at Levitt Law Seminars. I was trying to get my buddy, attorney Mike Camorn, to come to this seminar. I'm always in contact with Camorn. Look up Mike Camorn online. He does a great job if you need any information. But in the future, at future seminars, Mike is going to come up and be a presenter. He's just really busy right now. But love you, Mike. You're a great guy. And if you missed any portion of the show, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean. It is free. I want everyone out there to have a healthy, happy afternoon, evening, morning, whatever or whichever it may be in your case. Make sure you go outside and do something fun and healthy. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. I say it all the time. It has to start somewhere. You can stop smoking. You can stop drinking. You can stop all the dysfunctionality. You can reinvent yourself. Become enthusiastic. Become healthy. Strong body, strong mind. Everyone around you will be happier when you're happy. That's right. Enthusiasm is contagious. If you're not enthusiastic and you're walking around always moping around, how do you think that affects the people around you? Look at your loved ones. Think about that. And, you know, we have the ability to pull each other's strings, especially family members. How are you pulling your family strings? When you come home from work, you know, I mean, do you come home complaining, bitching, crying, always complaining, in a bad mood? Maybe don't come home. Have you ever thought how that affects your loved ones, your kids, your husband, your wife? That's what I always tell people. You know, Todd, when I get off of work, I'm always in a bad mood. I just, you know, I get home. I don't want to talk to anybody. Well, don't go home. Take a drive. Go for a walk. Don't put that on your family. I mean, your kids don't need to see you come home like that every day. There are things you can do to improve who you are as a person. And when you improve, everyone around you improves. As I cannot say that enough, when you are down, there is nowhere to go but up. We affect each other's moods. When you wake up in the morning, why say something rude to one of your loved ones that's going to affect their entire mood throughout the entire day? Just try, think about things before you speak. Listen, I'm just as responsible and guilty of everything I'm talking about throughout my lifetime. No one's perfect. But you know what? You can improve. You could do these techniques, try these things, and watch how everything improves around you. Positive actions result in positive reactions. And when you start doing things positive and you put off positive energy, your life will change for the better. I guarantee it. Because people will be happy to see you. They'll be excited to see you. They'll be willing to do things for you. They'll want to be around you. Positive energy causes positive reactions. I'm living proof of that. It really works. And it's not too late to become that person. I don't care. All of us are born with certain chemical imbalances. I agree with that. But you got to learn how to fight your demons and balance those chemicals in your brain. And it doesn't have to be with substance abuse. So that's my talk for the day. I hope you take it to heart. I live by it. I'm going to go out today, rest of the day, and be enthusiastic wherever I go. I'm going to say hi to the cashier, hi to the person walking next to me. I'm going to spread enthusiasm and positive energy. I hope some of my positive energy rubs off on you and you do likewise. Until next time, I'll see you next week. Same place, same time, right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Take us out, George Thorogood.
Now when I walk the streets, kings and queens step aside. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to tell you, pretty baby, what I see, I'll make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.